I meditate while I am waiting. I meditate while I am waiting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I meditate while I am waiting. So many times we're waiting for this or waiting for that. We go to a store, we're taking a walk, we're doing any number of things, and we're waiting. We're waiting until we arrive, or waiting until we leave, or waiting until we finish whatever we're doing. But I meditate while I am waiting. Because there's so many times that we're waiting. So many times that we're doing virtually nothing. So many times that we are hoping and waiting and thinking about what's going to come next. We have no idea what it's going to be. We have no idea what thoughts we're going to take next, what ideas we're going to take next, what dreams we're going to take next. But we do have a space there. Now, have you ever thought about what to do with that space? I know I have. That space becomes a very bright light for me. Every time I have a time to wait for anything, a light goes on in me and says, Herb, what are you going to meditate on now? What are you going to think about now? What are you going to put into a cause now for yourself to accomplish whatever it is that you would like to accomplish? What are you going to do, Herb? What are you going to do? And so I just ask myself the question, because conscious meditation is tremendously important. Conscious meditation brings results. And with conscious meditation, wonderful things happen in my life. I was walking along the street the other day, and I was just relaxing and meditating. And then I thought, what am I meditating on? And I looked around me, and I thought, oh, there's something to meditate on. There's an old lady walking down the street. She's quite old. Who knows how old she is? But she must be, maybe about 80, 90. But I look closely at her, and I see that she is more likely in her 40s. And I think to myself, now, why would that lady get off the appearance of being 80 or 90 years old, and she's only in her 40s? And I looked at her and I thought, oh, I see. She was walking slowly. She's shuffling her feet along as though she's making sure that she's going to step on a correct place and not trip or fall or anything like that. She's going to do all the things that are important for her getting from point to point. And she is very concerned that she is going to walk properly. She's very concerned. Now, why is she doing that? She's a young lady. She's a very young lady. She's not even to middle age. She's just a young lady. Why is she shuffling like that? And I looked upon her and I said to myself, you are a dynamic, vital, alive being. You are a vital, dynamic, alive being. You are a vital, dynamic, alive being. I said that to her. And as I said that to her, I was saying it, of course, to myself and to everyone in my world, but I said that to her, and I thought to myself, how often we allow ourselves to get into a problem area of life rather than the solution area of life. And so I meditated on this lady, and I said, you know, you're causing me to think how important it is for me to always have positive thoughts, always have uplifting thoughts, always walk with my head up, my chin up, always walk with the idea in my heart that all is in divine order. Always walk as a happy person. Always be alert, vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive. And as I am that, then I am. And I meditate and I think about these things. And I think how often we allow ourselves to drift off into a melancholy of that nature, and we look as though we are 100 years old instead of looking as though we are a young, vital, dynamic person. Do you, do I, want to be a young, vital, dynamic person? Is that something I would like to meditate on? Is that something I would like to have in the forefront of my thinking, of my thought? Would I like to have in the forefront of my attitude about myself? What am I going to meditate on? Am I going to meditate on being vital, dynamic, alive, or am I going to meditate on being an old person who is decrepit and who is having all sorts of problems and whose life is getting after me, and I have to say, oh dear, I must be very careful how I walk, I must shuffle along. And the minute that comes to my attention, whether I bring it to my attention or anyone else brings it to my attention, I say to myself, I forgot who I am. I forgot how wonderful I am. I forgot how dramatically dynamic and wonderful I am. I forgot. And I cannot afford to forget. I cannot afford to forget. Because when I forget what I am doing, I am allowing myself to fall into status quo. I'm allowing myself to fall into the feeling of being unhappy. Any one of us who allow ourselves to do that, we are just telling the world, I'm ready to get off, stop the world, I'm ready to get off. Okay? We all run into situations from time to time where we forget who we are. And we get to shuffling along and people come up to us and say, what's the matter? What are you pissed off about? What are you angry about? And we look at them and we say, now, why would they get the idea that we were pissed off or angry about anything? Why would they get that idea? And then we take an instant note of our walk. We take an instant note of our actions. We take an instant note of what we are concerned about. And we find out that we're concerned about the things in life that are facing us. We're concerned about doing the chores that we're doing. We're concerned about the working with the people around us and working with our pets and working with everything that we're doing. We're concerned about that. And as we allow ourselves to be concerned about that, then that possesses us, that owns us. That puts us into that shuffling frame of mind. And that certainly is not where I want to be. And I don't think it's where you want to be either. But it's a choice. It's a choice. I meditate while I'm waiting. Because as I am waiting, as I'm going along, as I'm thinking about all the things that I'm doing, as I'm thinking about all the projects that I'm working on, I think about all the ideals that I'm putting into motion. And I say to myself, ah, so. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Yes, that is what it's all about. And so instantaneously I withdraw from any meditation that would lead me away from where I want to be and turn my meditation into the direction that I do want to be. So my meditation is, as I'm waiting, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. My meditation is, as I am doing anything along, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I like me. I'm happy. Oh, those are good things to say, that's for sure. But they're things that we must definitely say, because if we don't say it, we so easily fall into the other path. We so easily fall into the other direction that takes us not where we want to go, but that takes us into where we sort of drift when we're not thinking about it. Now, I am doing a project, and the project has a few little hairy ends for it, and it doesn't want to fit together. And I say, oh, darn. And the minute that I say, oh, darn, I give the project power to be an old darn project. Now, if I look at the project and the project's giving me a little bit of challenge, I say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Now, why are you being so silly about it? Because I should not have forgotten. I should have remembered right away. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Yes, the divine in me does know the answer. The divine in me does know the answer, and I have the answer through my meditation on the divine in me. I meditate on the divine in me while I am waiting, and when I meditate on the divine in me while I'm waiting, the answer is always there. The response is always there. The life is always there. The love is always there. The peace is always there. The goodness is always there. When I meditate on these things, they are always there for me. And I am fulfilled, and I am rewarded. I meditate while I'm waiting. I've trained myself to do this, and I must train myself continuously to do it. Because as life goes on and I meet different challenges, I sometimes forget to meditate while I'm training. Meditate while I'm waiting. Meditate while I'm waiting for anything. Because when I do that, beautiful things happen in my life. When I do that, every single thing I meditate on comes true, comes true. Comes true. Whatever I meditate on comes true. If I meditate on I'm vital, dynamic, alive, that comes true. If I meditate on I wish, I wish, I wish, that is too true. And is that really what I want? I don't think so. What I really want is I'm vital, dynamic, alive. What I really want is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Don't say what I want, I say what I have, because I am calling forth what already exists. I'm not calling forth something that doesn't exist, something I have to create. I don't create anything. Everything already exists. I merely reveal it. I merely call it forth, but I must intelligently call it forth. And so I call it forth by my thought. I call it forth. I meditate while I'm waiting. And as I meditate, I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I don't want to be vital, dynamic, alive. I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am vital, dynamic, alive. And as I say, I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am vital, dynamic, alive. And it is a glorious, wonderful, exciting adventure for me. It is something that I will never forget. And I will live every moment of my life because I am vital, dynamic, alive. And I meditate while I'm waiting. I meditate while I'm doing anything at all, even while I'm working. I meditate on who I am. And I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am the allness right now because that's the truth about me. And I know that's the truth about you, too. So as you think your thought for today, know I meditate while I am waiting. And know that you are vital, dynamic, alive. And know that life is wonderful for you as it is for me. I love you. I love you.